thing with you this morning that I hope will warm your heart and really bring you into more security in the love of God. As you understand, last Wednesday you heard about God being so rich in mercy towards us. And Jesus always sought to reassure His disciples how much they were loved and how valuable they were in the Father's sight. And that's something that I want that we think about, because that is what will really not only make us secure, but that's what will help us to really press on. That's what will help us to become more like Jesus. And I pray to God that we'd go from here this morning knowing that we are loved immensely and knowing that we are valuable in the Father's sight. You know, Jesus used these words, how much more? How much more? When we look at what Jesus said, there's no room for what people call low self-esteem. I hope nobody is sitting here this morning has a low self-esteem. Yeah, we humble ourselves, we have a low opinion about ourselves, we don't have high thoughts. But low self-esteem, that can never be characteristic of the children of God if we are truly disciples. There's no room for fear. Many times Jesus said, don't fear. There's no room for anxiety. He said, don't be anxious. There's no room for worry. He says, don't worry. Why do you keep worrying? The question he asked his disciples. So we need to not just understand in our heads, but we need to understand that love in our hearts and the reality of two fundamental truths that I want to share with you this morning that help us to live our life on this earth secure in the love of God who has become our Father through Jesus Christ. And that's the most wonderful privilege that we have a Father in heaven who cares. We are not left here as orphans. Jesus said, I'll not leave you as orphans. We have a Father that we can look up into His face, not an angry face, not a frowning face, but a face of approval because of what He's done for us through Jesus. And that's what I want you to see, that Jesus sought to convey to His disciples. And He made many comparisons to convey this to him. And He used these words, how much more, or much more. I want you to first of all turn to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. These are all familiar passages, but I don't know how many of us are really gripped by what Jesus said here, Matthew chapter 7. And reading from verse 7. Jesus says here, this is part of the Sermon on the Mount. He says here, ask, verse 7, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks it will be opened. For what man is there among you who, when his son asks for a loaf, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, he will not give him a snake, will he? If you, then being evil, know how much to give, how to give good gifts to your children, how much more? Here is this word that Jesus used many times. How much more will your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask him? And I want you to, many of us stop there. But I hope when you read the Sermon on the Mount, it's not, you know, you see the connection and you see the context. And I want you to read that in the context of verse 12, because this is what it means. Jesus said here, in everything, listen to it carefully, in everything therefore, treat people the same way you want them to treat you. For this is the law and the prophets.